Bill Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right here on News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM. So, Copper, I'm going to ask you right now, real quick. Just Love Coffee Cafe. If I were to grab a part of the menu right now and read it out loud, which part would you want to hear about? Breakfast, lunch, dinner, coffees? What do you want me to read out? I'll read it.
I think the lunch menu.
Lunch. Mm-hmm. So, okay, are you in a sandwich or a salad mode?
Sandwich.
Sandwich. So what about the grilled Italian caprese? The grilled Italian, and by the way, when I say grilled, they cook them in a waffle iron, so it comes out with this really kind of cool texture of the bread. Mozzarella cheese, basil, pepper jack cheese, sliced tomatoes served on sourdough, grilled in a waffle iron with a side of balsamic vinaigrette, chips, and a pickle spear. How's that sound?
Really good.
All right, folks, Just Love Coffee Cafe, one of our sponsors, has an amazing menu. They got all kinds of good stuff to eat, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You can have breakfast for dinner, by the way. But they've also got all the best coffees. I mean, they've got award-winning dry roast. They can grind the beans for you, make you a steaming cup of hot black coffee. You know, light roast, medium roast, dark roast, does not matter. But they've also got all the great stuff, too, like macchiatos, cappuccinos, espressos, lattes. Listen, Just Love Coffee Cafe. What a great place. They got two locations here in our listening area, one on Hughes Road in Madison out by City Hall, and the other on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville near Whole Foods. Listen, this is just, you got to go check them out. Just Love Coffee Cafe. They are so worth checking out, and they're way more than coffee. Just a great location to sit, hang out with your friends, use the Wi-Fi, read a book, or just pick it up to go. Just Love Coffee Cafe. Two locations, Hughes Road in Madison, South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. I'm sorry. Did I have a caller that held on during the break? Copper, is he still on the line?
Yes, indeed.
I'm so sorry. Well, let me just jump on that then real quick. Line one. Hey, it's Kirby. Kirby from Harvest. Sorry to keep you holding, brother. How you doing today?
Well, that's okay, Phil. I'm fine. Are you doing all right?
I'm good, sir. I'm good. What's on your mind today?
Well, I just wanted to, I'm not going to read it because it's too long, but, you know, there's more military than just men. There's God's military strength. And I'll just leave this reference for that, 2 Kings chapter 19, verse 32 through 37. And you can read about how the Lord overnight smote and dealt with a camp of 185,000 Assyrians who were camped against Jerusalem. Yeah. And I guess the only other thought I have is I'm really so concerned about the sins of our nation. You know, I mean, you know, in Acts chapter 15:18, it says, known unto the Lord are his works from before the foundation of the world. That means everybody God knew he was going to create as a person, he knew before life started here. And we have destroyed, what is it, over 68 million of those people?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And so I feel like we're so helpless because, you know, God will reach a point where he just won't listen to you if you just keep walking like that. I mean, he sees blood on our hands is what he sees. And so I really hope we can just repent, you know, over here and just repent of our sins. I think that's part of our trouble. We need to quit being such good friends with sin. That's why people like Joe Biden get in office in the first place.
Well, I totally agree, Kirby. And that's, you know, it's all the more reason to examine every candidate, not just for a part of their platform, but for the omnibus view of their platform and to see if they stand on the principles that we believe in. And, you know, conservatives is a word that gets forgotten. A lot of times it's Republican and Democrat, but Republicans can also be not so conservative, which can include things like not even caring about abortion bills or fiscal responsibility or what's happening in foreign lands. And so, yeah, great, great call, Kirby. Thank you so much for holding on during the break, too. I appreciate that very much. Well, listen, folks, I'm going to go ahead and move to the last section of the Triple Dipper. I felt like it was important to end, by the way, on some stories that you're just not seeing right now. I mean, they're like one-off stories. It's not like a theme. And so I looked at this, and in my mind, I called them news side items. Like when you order a burger, you get a side, a fries. So the title of this part of the Triple Dipper, as Copper puts it into our podcast, is called, You Want Some Fries With That? That's the title of the section of the Triple Dipper, because I'm going to run through a series of stories, just like a veritable buffet, a vast cornucopia, a potpourri, if you will, of stories that just are out there. Here's one, Axios reporting as of yesterday. Did you know, maybe you heard it, The U.S. Senate passed a bill to make daylight savings time permanent.
What?
Yes. I mean, I'm loving the fact that right now I'm sitting here in the studio. The door is open because it's breezy outside. And I'm looking out and it's just the sun's still out. Yay. Well, nonetheless, Axios reporting that legislation sponsored bipartisan by Democrat Senator Whitehouse and Republican Senator Marco Rubio was passed by unanimous consent. It now goes to the House. If they clear it, it goes to President Biden. Wouldn't that be awesome? Me personally, I'm ready to see daylight saving time made permanent. Now, I did not recall this, but apparently they did in the 1970s do so and reversed it a year later because there were complaints that it made it dangerous for school children because in the mornings it was still kind of dark when they're going to school. Well, it's that way half the year anyway. So what are you trying to say to me? Okay, next story. You want some fries with that? Here's the next story in this part of the Triple Dipper. The U.S. Senate, according to the Daily Caller, dated yesterday, voted to repeal the CDC's mask mandate for public transportation. By golly, I just flew back and forth to Virginia. I can tell you, when the debacle that I talked about in yesterday's monologue took a 4-hour flight and turned it into a 12-hour odyssey, that was 12 hours having to maintain a mask on my face the entire time, which did not help my mood not a bit. But anyway, so yesterday, bipartisan support, a 57-40 vote, spearheaded by Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, the U.S. Senate passed a resolution that would end the CDC's mask mandate, which, by the way, they just extended through April 18th. Somebody tell me why. Does anybody know why? Why is it you're not contagious, apparently, when you walk to the parking lot to get your car at the airport, but when you come in the airport, you're now contagious, unless, of course, you stop to eat in the airport, at which point you can take the mask off, or for that matter, you sit on the plane, maintain your mask, unless, of course, you're eating your pretzels given to you by the airline, and then you're not contagious when you take your mask off to eat. There is zero science. President Biden has indicated he will veto this if it comes to his desk because he's just that guy. Here's a neat story. I liked this. Hey, Copper, did you grab the mic? Did you see the story about the Russian news channel where the lady burst onto the set with a sign saying, did you see that?
Yes, that's great.
Yeah, it was great. It was awesome. Now, you know, you got to admit, she knows what she's getting into. She's put herself at risk. There are people that disappear in Russia when they do things like this. But her name is Marina Ovsyannikova. Maria Ovsyannikova, an editor at Channel One, burst onto the set of a live broadcast of the nightly news, shouting, "Stop the war!" And see, I hadn't heard the audio yet, but she was apparently shouting, "Stop the war! No to war!" And she had a sign that was in both Russian and English. And it said, "Don't believe the propaganda. They're lying to you here." And she's holding it up behind the state-sponsored newscaster.
Nice.
Who was spouting out the propaganda. And the sign was signed, "Russians Against the War." Now, the interesting thing is her father is Ukrainian. And she went on to talk about on a video that she had posted. Basically, this was a coordinated effort. She had it planned on TV. At the same time, she posted a video online of her talking about Kremlin propaganda and how she's been working for state-sponsored media for years and is embarrassed now that her name is now attached to efforts to deceive the public. A law enforcement source said that Ovsyannikova could be charged under legislation banning public acts that claim to discredit the use of Russia's armed forces. In other words, they don't believe in the First Amendment in Russia, in case you hadn't known that. So, yeah. Copper.
Yes.
The Daily Wire is now reporting, did you know that USA Today, this is a separate story, by the way, USA Today just named its Women of the Year?
Oh, no. Who is it?
Well, you. I don't know how you'll feel about this, but one of those is Assistant Secretary of Health and Human Services, who calls himself Rachel Levine, who is actually a biological man.
Yeah, I knew there was going to be a transgender person in there.
A biological man is now the woman of the year, one of the women of the year, according to USA Today.
I feel so empowered.
Do you?
Not.
Don't you just want to race out and challenge the world now, Copper? Don't you feel just emboldened by this?
I'll slap his little pink bow off.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, the guy is 64, a trained pediatrician. You may have seen his picture. He is the first openly transgender public official appointed to a assistant secretary position in U.S. history. Yeah. Here's one. I like this story. Remember the Freedom Convoy in Canada? Remember those folks?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you ever look at Babylon Bee? Do you ever see their stuff?
They're great.
Okay. Have you seen the one, though? They've got one called Not the Bee, which is basically the real news that comes out of the same folks. Okay. Not the Bee is, remember the stuff about the Freedom Convoy in Canada and all the money that was raised for them? Remember that, Copper?
Yeah.
Okay. Like $10 million to GoFundMe, who then shut it off and said, no, we're not delivering that money.
Ridiculous.
So then they went to another Christian-oriented site called GiveSendGo, which said, yeah, we'll do it. They raised $9 million. $9 million for the truckers, and a Canadian judge froze the funds. Well, as of 2 days ago, GiveSendGo decided to defy the freezing order and released the Freedom Convoy's donations and said to keep the dirty government's hands off of it. Okay, good story. All right, Copper, take us to our last break. I'll come back and do a few more of these in my buffet of items that you need to know. I'm calling this news side items. So you want some fries with that? All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right. So we are in the final moments here. And folks, I got to tell you, if you are having HVAC issues, if you need something done to your heat and air system, installation, maintenance, repairs, whatever the case may be, Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. Vandy's with a V. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, one of our team sponsors here. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning is like your one-stop shop for everything for your HVAC, whether it be gas or electric. It does not matter. And big deal here, Vandy's is open 6 days a week. They'll come out to your house on Saturday, check things out, get you cooled off or warmed up, whatever the case may be. So I'm just telling you, if you've got an issue with your system or you just need some routine maintenance on it, they're the ones to call. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. They serve Madison, Huntsville, all the surrounding areas, and they are good at what they do. It's a locally owned, veteran-owned business right here in the area. James Vanderford, the guy who owns the company, is a veteran of Afghanistan himself, and I certainly appreciate that. And I hope you'll give them a call. And they've got a special going right now. As we get into the warm weather months, if you want to service your system and make sure that it is good to go, they will do a $69 per unit full-on maintenance review of your system and get it cleaned up and ready to go. And they have a special on that, too. If anything happens to it in the year subsequent to that, a 10% discount on the repairs. So check them out, Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, 256-225-7311. That's Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, 256-225-7311. Tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right, wrapping things up for the day here. I'm in this section that I called, you want some fries with that? Because these are news side items, all right? Here's one that one of our callers referenced a little while ago. Townhall.com reporting that Congress just gave itself a double-digit raise. What? Yes. Now, what I cannot tell is whether or not this is truly a raise for the individual members of Congress. What it appears to be is an upfunding of all of their offices, a 21% increase overall, which could include their pay, but also very likely includes, at the very least, pay for all their staffers. So all the folks who work in Congress, all of them, you know, staffers that are up there doing all the good things, helping with the committees and putting the paperwork together and doing the reports and answering constituent calls, while the rest of the nation is in stagflation with an average, you know, loss right now to earnings capacity because of hyperinflation, highest in 40 years. Congress upfunded themselves $134.4 million more than they had last year, which is a 21% increase. Whoo! That is about as tone-deaf a thing as you can ever see happen. I got a couple other things here. I'm going to see the Gestack. Which ones do I want to grab and make something out of? Well, I did love the fact that Governor DeSantis, who continues to exhibit, in my opinion, bold leadership, that when he goes to the microphone, by the way, is not just bold and brash and bold and I'll show you. It's bold and it makes sense. And he literally is not afraid to say what needs to be said and doesn't care who he's ticking off in the process because he knows he's right. He has the courage of his own convictions. Well, he was sick of seeing right now one of the biggest employers in his state is Walt Disney in Florida. And on Thursday, you know, they passed a bill in Florida. They got so maligned. It was called the Don't Say Gay Bill, which is exactly the opposite of what it is. All it was saying is social justice and, alternative lifestyles and things like that are not subject to the education process. They're not something that should be included in the curriculums. Keep them out of the schools, period. It didn't say you can't be gay. It didn't say no one is someone's a lesser person because they have a lifestyle belief. It said that you don't teach this to our kids. You don't teach transgenderism in kindergarten classrooms. Well, Walt Disney Company came out and had some issues with this. Huh, go figure. So DeSantis, he wasn't standing for it. He said you have companies like Disney that are going to say and criticize parents' rights, and they're going to criticize the fact that we don't want transgenderism in kindergarten and first grade classrooms. He said, if that's the hill they're going to die on, then how do they possibly explain lining their pockets with their relationship with the Communist Party of China? Because that's what they do. And they make a fortune. And they don't say a word about the really brutal practices you see over there at the hands of the CCP. He said, so in Florida, our policy has got to be based on the best interests of Florida citizens, not on the musing of woke corporations. What a great way to end a great show. All right, folks, that was the last of it. Number 3 on the Triple Dipper. I had more, but no time. You want some fries with that? That's what happens when you get new side items. You get a buffet of side items like that. Look, folks, what a great day. And I'll be back with you tomorrow. Looking forward to it. Copper and I here at 2 o'clock. You got the great one, Mark Levin, coming up next. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid and conservative. And just plain right. You guys have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow.